Poetry Corner.
Poetry Corner.
We now go to our regular feature, Poetry Corner, and this week we are joined by poet Mamulife Mulife. Welcome to Karibume.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Now, just to start at the top, start at the beginning, you grew up where?
I grew up in the East Rand, specifically Benoni, Rynfield side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've always grown up there. It's been my little world.
Yeah.
It's only now that I really get to.
So I go eguruleni through and through.
Completely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then your education and all of that, where did that happen?
I went to St. Dunstan's primary and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then for university, I studied at UJ.
At UJ?
Yes, okay. I studied.
And you studied what?
I studied strategic communication, majoring in corporate communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the connection between strategic communications and poetry, how did that happen?
So since I was a kid, I've always enjoyed drawing. I've always enjoyed writing, acting, and so forth. But when I got into high school, when my parents looked at my grades, they realized that my top thing was business studies. And they realized, okay, you're a business kid, but you're also an artsy kid. So how are you going to go into the world while maintaining your business strength as well as your artistic talent?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got into corporate communications.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing with it now, the corporate communications side of things?
Right now, I just started an internship at Hill & Knowlton Strategies. It's a PR agency.
Yeah. But separate from that, your poetry also takes off. Almost simultaneously.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what was the attraction to you?
So, generally, I've always enjoyed writing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in university, I made beautiful friends. One of them is Funai Nwesibanda.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me one day, "Hey, baby girl, I know we're Aussie people. Why don't you just join me for a poetry class one day?" And I was like, "Okay, sure." And since that day, I basically got pulled into this world where writing can be way more colorful than just words on a page.
Yeah.
You can actually like color rainbow inside the ink, you know?
Yeah. Comes to life.
Yes,
you know,
it comes
just
to life.
Words on a page.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And my facilitator was Kwazu Ruut. So he is the gentleman that guided me into this world, as well as a beautiful support structure from my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you could have gone prose writing.
Yes.
But you ended up going poetry writing. You know, do you also write stories and stuff, or are you only, you know, specifically in poetry?
No, I'm actually a multifaceted writer.
Mm-hmm.
I started off with doing stories, actually.
Yeah.
And then I also do poetry. And since I studied corporate communication, I also do creative writing. So that involves creative writing, article writing, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it varies quite much.
Yeah. And the kinds of themes that appeal to you, that you express yourself the most on, what would those be?
There would be more internal emotions and thoughts on both a personal and a human perspective. All the things that we like saying to ourselves, or those thoughts that creep in when we're about to pass out at night, or the ones that are behind the words, "I'm fine," or "Oh no, it's not that deep," or as we like to say nowadays, "It is what it is." So that's where my poetry comes to life, to give a voice to people that don't really get to communicate what they wish to, as well as my own.
I'm interested in the what you've just referred to, you know, the "I'm fine" kind of approach to life that we have, you know.
Mm.
What concerns you, or what interests you to write about that, to delve into that kind of approach to life? Because it looks like everybody, all of us, you know, operate like that. You know, that when you're saying "how are you," you're not even listening to what the other person's saying, and they're not really answering your question. They're giving you a line.
What I've realized is that South Africa is actually in a bit of a mental health epidemic. Studies have shown that if not a third of the population, in 2016, a third of the population was said to have some sort of mental health disorder, whether that be just depression or anxiety and so forth. So we're in a phase where we're not aware of how sad or how unhappy we are internally, like on a mental state, or we are very much aware of where we are mentally, but we don't want to talk about it, or we don't know how to find an outlet for that.
Kana, if you're saying a third, you're saying out of every three people you meet, one of them has got, which is a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. And it doesn't have to be clinically proven mental disorders. It's the fact that you're not happy, you're sad,
you're not in a great space.
You're not in a great space.
Maybe emotionally or mentally. Or maybe spiritually sometimes.
Exactly.
Okay, now the your poetry, I'm sure a lot of people listening to us now would like to hear the kind of, otherwise they might start doubting whether I'm talking to a real poet or a hypothetical poet.
Yeah.
What poem do you want to do for us first? I saw one that was titled Memory.
Yes.
Are we starting with that one?
Sure thing. I remember a life where my skin matched the sacred hues of nebula, where we stars and suns, my eyes, black holes to a new universe. I remember my planets dying, my people latching onto my belly, wishing to hide in my solar system of a womb. I remember their cries, their fiery tears and earthy bellows. I'm sorry. I remember it. Taking me, swallowing me into a virgin home where my tears drowned empires, my anger smoldering their hills, my alien lungs carrying unbirthed souls. I remember them, but it's them, my womb, our homes, my skin, their folds, my stars. I remember them. I remember them.
That's very deep. What inspired that that particular poem?
Mother Nature, really. I think we tend to ignore the fact that our Earth really is dying, and also there's way more cosmic stuff outside of Earth. So I thought I'd play with that factor. I'd play with our solar system. I'd play with the fact that we have a Mother Earth, and there's probably like mothers and father Earths and Mars and whatnot. So I created a character of another mother, whether it be Mother Venus, or I think Mercury is a male planet, I'm not sure. But we took that, and I made a story of her spirit being brought into Earth. And then Earth is going through climate change. And so, for example, her saying, my tears flooding their hills and their oceans and so forth. That's, for example, the hazards that are now becoming more prominent in our climate change and so forth. So that's the story. That's the character behind this poem.
But that theme is not a very popular theme.
It's not at all.
Either in your world, in your spoken word world, but also generally, you know, in our day-to-day lives, you know.
Yeah. No, it's not. And it goes with a lot of things. Mental health, climate change, all these things that we tend to only recognize once it's too late or almost too late.
Well, once we're in crisis.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I wanted to ask you, you've also, because you're wearing so many different hats, you know, you also have got a business that you're running.
Yes.
Eternal Metamorphosis.
That's right.
What's that about?
Eternal Metamorphosis is around the aspect of mental and social health. So even though a lot of us could go to, for example, therapy, there are people that do not get that opportunity to go to therapy, or they do not have the time to actually go to therapy. So with that in mind, we also have a different type of therapy that we could do ourselves, which is meditation. So Eternal Metamorphosis is focused on meditation and intellectual conversations that are done for an hour. They're mm-hmm. hourly sessions mm-hmm. that are dedicated to allowing yourself to have a conversation with yourself through meditation, as well as through others, while maintaining your social health. So it's a simultaneous process of taking care of yourself as a human being. You are a forever changing human being.
Mm-hmm. So if you just for clarity, when you're talking about intellectual conversation, that is that, you know, when people hear intellectual, they're thinking, oh, this is going to be seriously heavy stuff, deep. Mm-hmm. What kind of intellectual conversations would be happening in that space?
Sure. They don't always have to be super, super crazy, but they're topics that we know that people tend to think about internally, or it's touch and go. So, for example, topics that we'll speak about is Generation Z, what are they going to do in the world, our future as parents, the aspect of love in the 21st century, how it has changed. Other aspects are, for example, Earth. Other aspects are South Africa, the growing and changing economic and political world of South Africa. So it always varies in intensity.
Okay. All right. Because we've just about come to the end of our time, the particularly in relation to Eternal Metamorphosis, how might people be able to get in touch with you or with it?
So they can come in touch with us on Instagram prominently. Mm-hmm. It is
at... Oh, you are Instagramming.
Wow. Yes, okay. I am an Instagrammer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we function majorly on Instagram because that's where our target market tends to lie the most. Yeah. It's at Eternal Metamorphosis, no underscores, no full mm-hmm. stops, as well as Twitter.
Okay.
Yes.
Please give us that address again, the Instagram one.
Instagram.
Because you kind of like scooted over it very quickly.
At Eternal Metamorphosis. Mm. No dots, no underscores, straight Eternal okay. Metamorphosis.
Okay. Mamlefe Mlefe, we'd like to thank you very much for joining us on Karibu Tonight. We really appreciate your time. And all the best with your spoken word, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
And with Eternal Metamorphosis.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Enjoy yours. Poetry Corner. Poetry Corner.